lightning in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light that's shining free, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world. Open my eyes to the world.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and you're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Tonight is a psychic show. We're coming into 2014, and this is my first show for 2014. And what we want to do tonight is answer your questions, because I do know that things have been imperfect, ragged, loose, failures, flops, incomplete, annoyances, and dissatisfactions in the world. I know that you have felt maybe that you have short-filled your goals and dreams, and that you would like to see that change. And I would too. So I have a wonderful guest who is a very, very well-known and revered psychic. His name is Frank St. James. He's very well-known on the East Coast. He's done a lot of television. He did do the Bio Channel as well as the Psychic Detectives. And he's very well-known for being a psychic detective as well as helping people financially, which is, of course, what many of us want and need in these times. And we are going to be speaking with him. I do want to mention to you that my book, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim?, which I wrote in 2007, is really becoming a classic. As you work with ghosts and invisible energies, as well as people that may send you negative energies at this time, this book is very helpful to you, and we'll be hearing more about that later. So I want to introduce Frank St. James. Good evening, Frank.
Good evening, Elizabeth.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Can you give us a little bit of a rundown about 2014 and what's going on in these crazy energies, especially the weather?
The solar flares have been wreaking havoc on the Earth for almost 11 years. They're supposedly... they're coming to an end. They're peaking. There was just one today, and since they've been flaring up, they do send quite a bit of radiation here.
And they also change the entire solar system. Isn't that true, Frank?
Yes, it's been shifting, and but it's been causing a lot of chaos. It affects the mind. You know, not just animals, but as you see, all these people seemingly just going kind of crazy and very impulsive with the, instead of just having an argument, they have to kill somebody.
Well, of course, we're seeing that more in the world with world leaders, but don't you think it's also creating change?
It's changing the it's changing the weather. We have a definite magnetic shift in the Earth, and so it's been causing a lot of problems, major shifts in the weather, and where it used to be warm, it gets colder now, and vice versa. And
it seems to be doing that. And astrologically, we're having this dance between Pluto and Uranus. And that's been, I think we've had our third connection. We just had it. And I wonder what you think that's going to do for this next year.
Well, as you know, it does make a changes in old perceptions and trying new ways of working things out, too. But it does...
It brings newness after it destroys the oldness, and right in the middle.
Right.
Since we're in the middle and it's going until 2016, I think we've had a lot of destruction. My prediction is that this year that the Obama healthcare plan is going to fall flat on its face, and that we're going to have half the nation without healthcare.
Well, I think it's pretty much fallen pretty flat, and you're going to see him trying to put adjustments in there, but I think it's not a good program anyway, so it's...
Scotch tape that doesn't hold. Again, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and you're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. My guest is Frank St. James. I'm inviting you to call in and ask Frank one of your psychic questions. The number is 888-627-6008, and all we need is your first name and your birth date, and Frank will be able to answer any question that you may have. So, Frank, what are you up to between January and April? I know April is going to be a heavy month, April and December. Maybe you could tell us what's going on with you.
Well, I've been, some of my investigations, I've been working with various detectives on mostly cold cases. We have three of them that are already ready to go up, and we're just waiting for a prosecutor to take them on and finish it.
That's great, and that's of course been with your help.
Yeah.
So, do you remember when you and I almost went to Denver to work on the JonBenét case?
Yes.
And we both had decided together that it was somebody outside the family and probably a boyfriend of Pat Ramsey. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Well, you know, they're just proving that it was a boyfriend of Pat Ramsey's after all these years. And I just found that absolutely fascinating. I wish we had been able to go.
Yeah, there was a friend of mine's friend who's a psychic, and she's been, she has definite information, and she's supposed to go and prosecute out there. She'll be on the witness stand with her information. She's even supposedly been in contact with that person. So
are they going to do another grand jury investigation?
Yes, they are.
Okay, I hadn't heard that part. I knew that they had started to start something. But I remember you and I even described the car the guy was driving. It was really very powerful. Okay, so what do you see ahead between now and April? What's coming?
Well, I still see a lot of chaos over in the Middle East. I mean, I don't think that's going to be settled anyway. But
no, it's been 2,000 years already.
You know, and it's one of those, even a couple of our presidents way back when told us to keep out of there, that they we would never understand it anyway. But as far as America goes, I mean, there seems to be a big shift in not only trying to, a lot of people have lost their jobs that were in there for a long time. The technology's been changing everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, with Obamacare, Frank, I got called the other day from a big wig in New York running a bank saying that nobody's going to have a 40-hour-a-week job anymore. It's all going to be under 32 because they don't want to pay all the money that they're being asked to pay at this moment. Just because this thing is failing doesn't mean it isn't the law. And we have to go along with the law until it goes belly up. So everybody's job is in jeopardy. Another thing that I wanted to ask you about was about the mortgage market and the houses. How do you see that shaping up between now and April?
It's been fluctuating. Like, it started to look a little better. Then it's cooled out a bit. There are certain properties in areas that seem to be doing okay, but there's a lot of people, a lot of readings that I've had with clients and that have been hit with foreclosures. Some people have challenged them and found out that the bank didn't really own it.
That's
the mortgage
correct.
Company.
That's correct.
And so they've been able to hold on to their house for a while until that's kind of settled.
Well, the Anti-Foreclosure Organization is a wonderful organization, and they do show people how the banks can scam you and how money goes to money goes to money, and they sell the mortgage to somebody else, and then they've already been paid, so you really don't owe them. I know it's a technicality, legal complication, but people ought to be aware of it. And it's antimortgage.com, I believe. So you might want to investigate that.
Well, I always tell them to before you decide that you're not going to be able to do anything, to go into that, because
get your facts, get your legal facts, because believe me, people have saved their houses and been able to sell them and keep all the money without bank interference once they've gone to a court of law. That's another thing I see changing, Frank. I think the Constitution is changing, and I think that people are finding out more and more that they have to stick up for themselves, and once they do, then the law winds up being on their side. But people are afraid to do that, don't you think?
Well, I think that's been the problem, even with the presidential race. Worrying about saying the wrong thing or offending somebody.
Politically correct.
I mean, it's gone to the extreme where, and we do have a lot of, as you know, we do have a lot of people that, should be seeing a psychiatrist, but out there, and whatever they, then they might be the strongest voice on something, and as you can see, only one person can change a whole law.
I think it's very discouraging to see that only a few rule, and they're not ruling what is just and fair. They're doing what they want to do. It's just amazing to see somebody be able to pull the George Washington Bridge. I'm going to block it off because I'm mad at the mayor in Fort Lee. That's crazy. And Christie's in trouble. I didn't think Christie was going to run anyway, but he's really in trouble for allowing somebody to think that way. How can somebody say, I'm going to punish the mayor and only have one lane go across the George Washington Bridge when you are putting in jeopardy 60,000 people or more?
Well, I don't think you'd have to have a fight with my wife on that one. I like Christie. I like his tenacity. But, when you're out front like that, and like they say, the harder you are, the harder they fall.
Yeah, but the thing is, Frank, to have that mindset, block the George Washington Bridge because the guy didn't vote for me, is what I'm talking about.
Well,
so we're going to block the bridge and give him.
Yeah,
trouble.
I think though, when you have a staff, sometimes they get overzealous, and they're going to really go after people, and a lot of these people do it. And you can go back to Kennedy when he was president. He really had a hit list. Also, I mean, he had an enemies list, but.
The presidents do, but you don't do something like that. You don't inconvenience the public because of something as petty as that.
Well,
we
of
do
course.
Have somebody calling you. We have a Devorah, and her birthday is June 29th, 1958, and she'd like to ask you a question, Frank.
Sure.
Devorah?
Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Yes, it is. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. I'd like to know, I've been doing some online business and I do work full time. I'd like to know, what does my future look like right about now?
A direct question. You want to know about your online business? Please make it direct, not vague.
Will I do well in my online business?
And what is the business, Devorah?
I deal in, it's online and it's dealing with coal.
Coal?
And do I, you want the goal exchange, coal. This goal savings program.
Okay. What do you think, Frank?
Okay. Well, I used to be a commodities trading advisor, so our specialty was gold and silver. So I'm going to say that it's going to stay down for a bit, but I feel better with it in the end of March, April. And if people can hold on a bit.
Well, you know, that's probably true, Frank, because what I was feeling was that the money, we're going to have a market crash in March and April, and that has to do with the Obama insurance plan. So maybe then gold will, of course, soar.
Well, there are situations where, I mean, we're talking about people that have maybe a company's got $1 trillion. I mean, we're talking about people that manipulate the market. So what I've seen is to hold it down, pull it down to its lowest, and a lot of people that have not quite as much invested in it get scared and they sell out. And so I have a feeling, that's my feeling, that this is all going to come to an end. And then these people are going to buy gold at you know, and really make a big profit by then.
So I think, DeVore, that to sum it up, we'll say that by the end of April, gold will go significantly higher. And thank you for calling.
Thank you for answering. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, Frank, we have another caller. His name is Tony, and he's a Leo. He's 819-1950. And he has a question for you as well.
Hi, Tony.
Hello? It's not a he, it's a she.
It's a she. She's the Leo with beautiful, long, thick hair.
Well, it's long. It's not as thick as I'd like, but I want to know what my prospects are for finding a husband.
Oh. What you got there, Frank?
Have you changed locations lately, in the last couple of years or anything?
I've been in this location the last 6 years, but I would like to move.
There is a move coming. It's coming in September. What do you feel, Frank?
Well, my feeling is the location is going to make the difference. And I mean, if you seriously, you know, looking around, and you do relocate, within 3 months you will meet the person that you've been looking for.
That's called the divine setup, Tony.
Yes. And you know, it's not happening, and it's just, that's the way it is. I mean, we always got ships in the population. And I just feel with you that the best thing is another location. And you've been thinking about it. And if it's possible.
I have, yeah.
What's your job, Tony? What do you do for work?
Well, I actually have two jobs. I am a doctor of chiropractic, and I'm also a government contractor.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to tell you that after August, you're going to have some big changes. You're going to have two choices. And Leo, you're a Leo, and Jupiter is going to move into Leo, and it's going to begin to bring you that which you need. You will have to make a choice by October 1st, and I do feel a move. And the other half of it is Frank is saying that after you do move, that you could meet what's called the handsome stranger. I think that's terrific. So you make note of that and watch it happen.
Okay.
In the meantime, work on your approach to having a relationship, because that needs a little work too. And you can always email me down the road, Tony. Love to hear from you. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And Frank, you know, we're doing these readings, and I have a song about love. It's called The Gypsy in Me by Ray Scott. And let's hear what Ray has to say about being a gypsy or a psychic reader.
faded blacktop. Backstage doors and parking lots. That's a world I mostly see. Staring out of a wide window, a thousand miles away from my home. That's a gypsy in me. Oh, the gypsy in me can't stay in one place too long. Is there somebody out there still ain't heard my song? Yeah, so I roll on to where this road leads. That's a gypsy in me.
Well, Frank, the gypsy in me says I have to be on the road all the time and work with people. I'm sure you feel that way as well.
Yes, I do.
And I know that you're on the road a lot helping people.
Well, I've been in the last couple of years. Also, I've been doing a lot of traveling. I do, as you know, I do. I'm a prospector, and I work with groups out in the Southwest.
That's neat.
I'm on Indian reservations. Really met some interesting people, and I met a couple of shamans out there, and I was lucky enough that they actually talked to me.
Oh, did you ever do any rituals with them? I think that's exciting.
No, I didn't do rituals with them, but I did do, there were also, see, I'm working with Native Americans, too, of course, on their reservations. And so we kind of coordinated with our insights into where we might find, mostly looking for Spanish gold.
And I bet you're finding some.
We have found some, but nothing that I could retire on.
It's coming. Again, this is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. I'm here with psychic Frank St. James, and we're here to answer your questions tonight. The number is 888-627-6008 here at bbsradio.com. So, Frank, what do you think is going to be the most important event in 2014?
Personally, I'm starting to feel that, I'm surprised it hasn't happened. I think we're going to see a lot of things being exposed in the government, and people losing their jobs, quitting. I found a lot of problem in New York, and I'm... You know, a lot of people they've been hiring for the mayor's office, so we're going to see a lot of scandals, more so even coming to light.
I think we are, and I think it's not only going to be in the United States. I feel that it's also going to be in Europe and Asia.
Yeah. Well, they've been having some problems in China, believe it or not, and. So there's been some rumblings over there, and as we know, with North Korea, and there's been a few other, Malaysia, and there's been quite a few other countries that are now experiencing. Even in Russia, I mean, they've had a...
Russia's going to get stronger, I feel, but I also sense that there's going to be a big change in Cuba, and we're going to be able to go there again. What do you think about that? I just felt that was going to open up for us. I know some people would really like to see that happen.
Well, it looked like something was going to happen a couple months ago, and then it got back to the same old, but I happen to know a couple of people from Cuba that once in a while travel back and forth, and they've been even talking about things starting to loosen up. So I think they're just getting tired of not being able to, you know, being able to even get a decent car or a job. Or
yeah, well, they don't have their freedom. Their freedom was taken away, Frank.
Yeah, but they've been saying that they started to open up different, giving the people more freedom. So.
And you know that happened in Berlin when Berlin was a communist country. It was without and very stark. And now that it's a part of Germany again, it's really booming and doing very well. And I think that what Cuba needs is money infiltration from other countries. And they really, in the past, depended on us. And as for China, that was on my list of New Year's resolutions. I see a huge disease going through China and people getting very sick. I think that has to do with their lack of you know, cleaning up their pollution. Do you think that that might be part of the Chinese problem?
Well, there is some disease, and I can't really, you know, say just what they are because they've been coming up in different countries now. But, you know, still the swine flu keeps changing over there.
Well, it keeps changing over there because pollution changes the chemicals of the disease. But I see something new coming, something that we really don't know what it is yet. And it's from a mixture of all of this pollution and creating something new that can be very dangerous. But well, China has been in trouble, especially in Beijing, for about 18 months. And I do see it coming to a head. I also see that it's possible that they may lose their money exchange power.
Well, they've been showing different documentaries when people can actually penetrate, get back into the back country, and they've got whole small cities that were taking apart used computers and causing big pollution, and so you're right. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, they've been. Somebody said that they were in Hong Kong. They're walking around with masks on.
They are. My son lives there, you know, and he was up in the mountains. He just moved close to Hong Kong again, and they all walk around with masks on because there's no. It's just a huge maze from there to about 5 miles up because of the pollution. But Hong Kong, of course, is off the mainland of China, whereas Beijing is up in the mainland of China.
Well, they've been, and as we know, they've been having that, it's gone to the point where they've gone through a fog for how many, you know.
Well, they have. They've also had major flooding.
Yeah.
Last year, they had major flooding. And, of course, you know, when you have pockets of stagnant water, what that's going to do. That also breeds disease and problems.
Well, it's when you're highly industrialized,
mm-hmm.
There's the pollution is unbelievable. I mean, you know, it's just so much that they can hide, and it's just been getting overwhelming. So,
and when you dump it into the water of their rivers and streams, it makes it worse. And unfortunately, some of their people are not educated enough to understand that.
Well, we got 66 million out of how many billion of people there?
Mm-hmm, quite a few.
Yeah, so we got 66 that are running the country of a billion or more people. So it's...
I know they have more population than the United States does, so...
Well, now they're supposed to be allowing people to have two children.
I heard that. They were going to allow the second child.
Yeah.
As they move along, I think they want more boys. They've been having a lot of female births, and of course they want the male births, so maybe that's why they're doing it as well. This is Elizabeth Joyce on BBS Radio. You're listening to Let's Find Out, and we're going to go into some questions and messages and some information for you. This is a psychic show. We'd like you to call in. I'm at 888-627-6008, and I'm on with my friend and guest, Frank St. James. Frank, could we have your phone number so people could call you after the show?
Yes, my number is 973 973- 882-7721.
We'll be right back right after this.
The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone radio show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone radio and TV show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the Internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com. Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bi-monthly in 3 regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com is making 3 books available to us. They will be released in the summer months of 2013. This 3-book series, Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, 2, and 3, are the culmination of 30 years of her teaching. Elizabeth has been blessed to open up her inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been an invaluable and priceless gift. She had many earthly teachers guiding her along the way, beginning with Grammy Hempel, Meg Stettner, Indira Ivey, Louise Hay, Dr. Frank Alper, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Mark Tremblay from Quebec, Canada, Dr. Joseph Shore, and most of all, the living saint, Amici, known as the Hugging Saint. Her inner angels and guides have also been lively and active in sharing a part of her incarnation as well. These lessons in the 3 books have been from many years of experience and rewards greater than anyone can put into words. It was Meg Stettner who asked her to begin to teach this work to others. Meg knew the importance of the truth that came from so many people with similar experiences. Elizabeth has continually been fascinated by those who told their truth and stated that their lives were transformed through a catalyst of blending with intelligence beyond this planet Earth. Learning the chakras, how to apply them, how to go into deep meditations, how to protect yourself from negativity, wrap in white light, and learning to understand the essence of energetic healing has been important to Elizabeth and is invaluable to others as well. Elizabeth has had many exciting inner experiences. Some are shared in these 3 books, but the best is yet to come in her next book, which is her autobiography, Unlimited Realities. Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, will be available mid-June. Book 2, mid-July. Book 3, by September. Be sure to add these valuable teachings to your library. You can get all of them at Amazon.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's Find Out is looking for guests for our show on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, or anything at all that you would like to advertise? Here's your opportunity to prominently present yourself before a worldwide loyal audience of Let's Find Out. A fee is required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out and Facebook, and to receive your show archive for you to put on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, keeping healthy naturally, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself and your business. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, free for you to download and share. As a guest, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website blog, as well as to email and invite all your contacts. Let's Find Out will keep an archive of the pod show along with your website link. Let's Find Out will forward any and all email from their listeners to you after the show regarding your airtime so that you can add this to your email and contact list. Let's Find Out thanked you for taking the time to being a guest on our show. To query us, please send us an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com and we will be happy to contact you. Thank you. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce. Is it a headache or someone wishing you ill? Is a sudden change in behavior due to drugs or the influence of evil? Do you find it hard to pray, to reach out to God? Psychic attack is more common than one might think, and is a malady that can be overcome by specific metaphysical and spiritual treatment. Elizabeth Joyce clearly explains what the symptoms of psychic attack are, where it comes from, how you can overcome the attack, and what simple exercises and meditations you can do to protect yourself from future attacks. She compares psychic attacks from days gone by with their modern counterparts and illustrates with anecdotes and examples. Is there any such thing as a ghost, and can they harm you? Can other people's negative and destructive thoughts harm you? If so, you can take steps to protect yourself from these energies. Although you would seek and find help with any physical emergency, this book, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce, can be helpful by your learning good spiritual practices for clearing away negative energies and keeping up with the housework of the soul. Then, if something overthrows you, there are some good strategies at hand so you can begin to remove them. Learn what to do as well as what not to do. Elizabeth Joyce is an expert on ghost busting, and she has been to court on many occasions helping people get their money back from the gypsies and so-called psychic stealers. This is a book that you'll want to pick up and keep in your library because it's a how-to book as well as an informative book. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce is available at Amazon.com as well as the website www.new-visions.com. Be sure to pick up Psychic Attack. You will want to hear Elizabeth's personal story as well as get this great information that could be helpful to you and your family in the future. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce.
quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you'll only believe the Gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy, that my lover is true and will come back to me someday. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
And that was Dinah Shore singing The Gypsy. See if you remember that one from years ago. Hello, Frank. How are you? This is Elizabeth Joyce on BBS Radio. Let's find out. And my guest is Frank St. James, the psychic.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about, you know, I do mediumship like yourself, but I've noticed in the last, 6 to 8 months, that it's almost like the veil has been coming down.
And, that's right. And that's because of the 2012 new energies.
Yeah. And I even check with my colleagues, and I've had phenomenal readings. And I did a seance a couple months ago with a family of about 12 of us. Mm-hmm. And it almost felt like I was in a funnel, and as you know, you could see people. The names were coming out. It was like they were
standing
right next to you, and you were talking. I mean, there wasn't any kind of fuzziness. There was no.
It was clear.
It was very. Everything was very. It just like you were talking to them normally.
You know, I woke up the other morning and I had somebody invisible just touching both sides of my face like they were pinching my cheeks. That was a hoot. I was a little jumpy on that one. But I know that you do very good seances and that you are very good with mediumship. And Frank, you've been gifted with that for a long time. As a matter of fact, isn't it true that you can be talking to somebody on the phone and somebody will come through while you're talking to them?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And that's rare, Frank.
Yeah. Well,
usually you have to be in the room, don't you?
you know, well, it depends. Everybody's gift is unique. It just seems to be that part of it has been excelling since I was 3 years old, actually.
Well, I know that you work with the grieving, and I know that you help people after a loss, and you're very good that way. So don't you think that this clarity is helping them as well, and that you're getting stronger, maybe longer messages?
Well, and the clarity in it, and I've always felt that I was helping people because it helped me. People mm-hmm. help me when go through losses, and I've been doing, like I said, I do automatic writing, and once I contact somebody, I'm able to sit down. I take a special time, and I'll address them and ask different questions, and. Just recently losing a friend, mm-hmm. I contacted him, and he gave me a lot of information of what happened to him, and what he wanted to send a message to his family.
Oh, that's wonderful. How do you do with love affairs? What's going on? You used to be able to know pretty much about love affairs, but aren't you finding that you're getting more of a message? Maybe as you read and somebody's about to meet somebody, you can feel that person before they actually meet them?
Well, that's a big part of our work. I mean, we take it for granted, but that's... you know, and you know that somebody's went through just a breakup, and to feel whether they should be going back with them or just, you know, who's contacting who, and I'm a lot of times of feeling someone else if they could just be patient. That someone else is coming in, or somebody wanted to come in, but they
weren't. Well, like
this
the girl that called
to.
Before, and you said, "Well, yeah. after you move, then you'll meet yeah. the right one," and that's a good message because it gives her time to plan, and it gives her a concept of what's really going on.
Right. I mean, that's been a big problem, as you know, a lot of times because it's certain areas you're not going to do it.
I know people don't move, but you were encouraging her to move.
Yeah.
And that sometimes is the magic of it. You
yeah.
have to take a chance. You have to work on yourself and do what's really right for your highest good and take the chance and make the move. And then you meet the handsome stranger, whoever that yeah. is. So what kind of reaction do you get with readings? And what stays in your mind more than others, Frank, after you do a reading?
Well, the readings each person is unique. They got unique circumstances, and let's say they are looking for a relationship. So, as I'm picking up, as you know, we pick up the past, the present, and the future, and we're able to. Tell them try to direct them in different better areas that they would feel comfortable in meeting people too.
Mm-hmm. Encourage them to get out and do differently instead
yeah,
of going
I mean,
to the bar and hanging at the bar. Maybe go to a museum or go
or
to a lecture
take up
or
dancing.
Something.
Take up dancing. Dancing's big.
Dancing is big. Yes, it is.
You know, some hobby. Mm-hmm. That you'll have some rapport with somebody else. You can sit down and talk to them, have a cup of coffee with them.
Even if you go on a cruise.
Right.
You can meet people on a cruise.
Or you take in an art class or anything, you know, music.
Yep, people have to create their own change. That's what you're saying, Frank. We
right.
really have to create our own change.
You know, you're not going to expecting to meet that particular person at the same place at the same time, and some of these people, you know, that's their kind of routine.
Mm-hmm.
And some gals get kind of enthusiastic about somebody, but if they checked around, they'll find that this character's been, that's what he does.
Yeah, he's the handsome stranger that flirts with everybody. He's a professional flirt, right?
You know, he sounds good. It's usually the guys that don't come across good that are the best. I mean, they didn't make up a routine.
Yeah, ones that are kind of shy and pay attention to their own families and may not be Mr. Handsome Stranger with a color shirt that's out dancing probably are the best, but they could be hard to meet. Frank, talk to us a little bit about what you do with groups. I know you go to people's homes, and I know that you'd like to work in groups, and then let's have your phone number again.
Now, are we talking about readings or, you know?
Yeah, well, I know you
I mean,
groups.
I do parties that have people's houses.
Good.
I also do the seances. And, these people are all related, so it's particularly good for them.
So it's like a family group or friends?
Yeah, family and friends.
Okay. And then the largest group you do is 10 or 12?
Yeah, I try not to. I've done larger groups, but to be fair, it's better for you to have a smaller group.
It is, because then you can put the energy on, you can spend a little time with each person and give them their own personal messages, and people seem to like that.
Yeah.
Could we have your phone number again, please, Frank?
It's 973-882-7721.
And Frank St. James, psychic, is on the East Coast, but he does work on the telephone with anybody, anywhere, at any time. And he's very good, again, he's very good at psychic detective work, and he's also very good with financing and financial planning, as well as helping the grieving, the bereaved, and doing seances. So, Frank, is there anything that you want to leave us with?
Well,
we're in 2015.
I'd say if you're looking for help and you need to get through, the a lot of these hard times with work and relationships and griefs, that you should seek out somebody that's got a decent reputation, like Elizabeth and myself and people like that that maybe other people have referred to. And it really does help to get through some of the worst times that you might be.
Right, and I know that especially doing seances does bring comfort to the heart. And I think that's very important.
Oh,
and thank you so much for being
experience.
On with us tonight.
And thank you for having me.
Okay, we'll talk again soon. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And we will be on again the 27th of January. And on the 27th of January, I'm going to be talking about some very important world events as we go into February of 2014. We are in a 7 year, which is a spiritual year, and there will be a lot of spiritual awakenings. And sometimes that can happen when we have an upset or a dispute going on, and it has to be solved, and we try to solve it in the best way for everyone concerned, and that can be difficult. We're going to go into the meditation now. The meditation is called Your Inner Psychic. And so get ready, please. Put both feet flat on the floor. Take a deep breath. Make sure that you're in a quiet space where you will not be disturbed. Close your eyes, and let's go into the meditation, the inner psychic. And I'll see you on the 27th. Thank you.
Every human being has a purpose in life. Some people want to be scientists. Some people want to be doctors. Some people want to be artists. Some people want to be basketball players. Some people just want to find their soulmate and start a family. Everyone has his or her own desires. Everyone loves to do something and dreams about doing it well. If a person has a good profession, good relationships, a harmonized family, good health and happiness, that person feels successful in the physical life. Satisfaction in one's physical life is important. Many people have this kind of satisfaction, and they are blessed. Some people have this kind of physical satisfaction, yet they are not satisfied. They may feel that something is missing. They begin searching. They feel empty. They feel like they need to search for something, but they do not know exactly what they are searching for. If this resonates with you, I believe that you are searching for your soul's journey. I want you to sit with both feet flat on the floor, take a deep breath, hold your circuits, your thumb and forefinger, and begin to look for your inner psychic, your inner guide that might be able to help you open your heart, hear the truth, in order to go forward with a purposeful life and soul growth. Millions of people worldwide are already on their soul journey. They search for soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices. They want to know what the spiritual journey is and how to move forward in it. They want to be enlightened and learn how to reach enlightenment. The soul journey is moving forward on your soul and reaching wisdom and inner knowledge. A human's physical life is limited. To live for more than 100 years is great. To live longer than this is extraordinary. A human soul life is unlimited. Soul life is eternal. There is a realization that the relationship between the physical journey and the spiritual journey can be summarized in a one-sentence secret. The physical journey is to serve the soul's journey. If you offer great services to others, if you make others healthier and happier, if you help transform human consciousness, if you contribute to love, peace, and harmony for humanity, the Mother Earth and the universes, as well as our soul sisters and our space sisters, you will accumulate great virtue. Virtue is the record of your services. Heaven records these services. Your great virtue from your good service will uplift your soul standing. Your future lives will be significantly blessed. Your descendants, including your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and beyond, will be tremendously blessed. There is a famous ancient spiritual statement. Ancestor plants the trees, and descendants enjoy the shade. You will also be helping your ascended timeline chain, the people that have already been on your timeline in your family karma and have passed on and ascended. You will be helping them as well as your future life. On the other hand, if you offer unpleasant service, such as killing, harming, and taking advantage of others, heaven also records these unpleasant services. These unpleasant services will profoundly influence you and your descendants in your future lives. This is wisdom, and it's called the wisdom of karma. Having a great success in the physical life is wonderful, but it's not enough. To develop the soul's life is vital. To develop the soul's life is to reach soul enlightenment. To reach soul enlightenment is to uplift your soul standing in the spiritual world. The higher your soul standing is, the more abilities the divine will give you to serve. The more you serve, the higher your spiritual standing will be. Finally, you will become a high-level spiritual being and will move closer and closer into the divine realms. Reaching the divine realms is the ultimate purpose of the spiritual journey. Now sit quietly. Feel that your master is coming. Your soul guide, your higher self, whoever you see, whoever you feel in this meditation. Hear him say to you, the higher the realm you reach in heaven, the more profound teaching you will receive from heaven, and the more soul power you are given by heaven on the earth to serve. This is the true path of every spiritual being. Be sure that you are aware of this wisdom, and be sure that you are following the path that's right for you and all those around you. When you listen to your inner psychic, the guidance will always be the best for everyone involved in the situation, and it will come in the right way for the right steps for you to take to enhance your life and grow as a soul and a person.
And now we'll have our closing prayer. And now I want you to listen to your inner psychic, your inner being, your blessed higher self, your soul's message. What question do you need to ask your body, your mind, and your spirit? What do you need answered? Ask it now, and then wait for your answer. It always comes, and it comes as the best solution for all concerned. It can come through an email. It can come through a phone call. It can come through a thought. It can come through a dream. But it always comes. And know deep inside that all will be resolved as it should. And now let's have our closing prayer. Everyone in the world should be able to sleep without fear, at least for one night. Everyone should be able to eat his fill, at least for one day. There should be at least one day when hospitals see no one admitted due to violence. By doing selfless service for at least one day, everyone should help the poor and needy. It is Amma's prayer that at least this small dream become realized. Take a deep breath. Surround yourself with the white light and protection of the God Source, and know that you are His, and He is you.